Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
All right. I want to first say thank you so much to my good friend Gino, who was here in like episode
one
of Two Niner Rider. And because I was going to do the show by myself.
Yeah.
Like, because everybody left us, right?
Yeah, I know. So I basically, this is how Iba asked me. It's like, dude, I can't get anybody for the show. Nobody's in town. There is zero people in the Philippines, in Manila. Can you do it? So that means to say I was really the last choice for you to ask to come here and actually
No, of course not. But the fact that all of the Budol people, all of the cyber bullies are not in Metro Manila and probably don't have internet access.
I think they're still... They haven't taken off yet, so maybe they're in the hotels watching.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, Zeke is asking, do I show this on the stream?
Show what?
Let's tingnan natin. If Mackie's watching, wag natin muna. It depends on the boss. Okay. So we've got Gino here who's going to, you know, we did some research. Yeah. We hired a research firm. And then the guy said, no, I'm not shitting you.
Okay.
And we hired a research firm. And then the guys here at the Pod Network did research also.
About?
Like what? Which of our podcasts do really, really well.
Okay.
And the podcasts that do really, really well are the ones that actually have legit information.
Well, I would imagine that's probably what the case should be. Otherwise, it's pure nonsense.
Which, when Mackie and Buck are here, is usually what happens. Si Mackie, hindi nakikinig. Feeling ko nagigames-games lang yan sa bahay or whatever.
Ganun ba yan sa bahay, si Mackie?
Mahilig mag-games talaga yun dati pa.
So, like, I'll ask a question. Like, hey, Gino, what's your favorite ride? Yeah. And then, like, 30 minutes later, he's gonna ask the same freaking question. So, anyway, which is why the topic for tonight's episode is all about riding around the world.
Wow.
And, siempre, we've got you, and you've gone, like in the last 2 years, you've gone everywhere.
No naman, not naman everywhere.
Everywhere with like, well, no, actually, no. You went to the Himalayas, you went to Europe multiple times.
Yeah.
You've gone to Turkey, which is the bridge of Europe.
Yeah.
You've
gone half, around half Asia. Europe, half Asia.
Yeah, you've gone all over the place. And, yeah, we want to give some tips for people who plan to ride around, you know,
around the world.
Well, other places, not around, not around
the long
world,
way around,
but like Manila to another place. Manila to another
how
place.
How about Manila to Santa Rosa? Pwede ba yan?
Feeling ko yung Thailand trip mo puro Santa Rosa yung videos na yan. Eh. And of course, we have the expert when it comes to visa applications.
Oui.
The consul of the Borja Aganon household.
Yeah. Take Aganon out of the... Wala na yan. Yung Aganon na yan, wala na. Borja. Because, from now on, Borja na siya.
You know, Maki ang yabang nun.
Medyo.
Diba? Ang yabang ni Maki. Ang daming mga photos sa Maldives na feeling mo siya yung dahilan na pumunta doon. Diba? Or kung san-san pa. Ano pa yung mga ibang European, New Zealand, yung mga ganon.
New Zealand, Italy, Switzerland. Belgium. Ano pa ba? Netherlands.
Oo. Eh, kasama niyo pa
France,
si ano? Si...
Boss Pito.
Oh, Boss Pito.
Boss namin.
Hindi, yung sa Marvel.
Ah, si ano? Simu? Tama ba?
Simu.
Yeah.
Pero the real reason Mackie is able to go all of those places is because of the hardworking Consul General Borja.
Yeah.
Bakit?
It's ano incentive trips bigay ng ano ng company namin.
Pwede mo naman sabihin kung ano yung company natin yan.
Yes.
Eh.
Oh, tropa. yan ang ano ko, income ko from Sun Life. Woo!
You know, I actually have an account sa Sun Life.
Oh, that's good. Yes.
Okay, so and of course you love traveling.
Yes, definitely.
And even before vlogging and travel content was a thing, Mackie was already doing it, right? So that's a shared passion. So I mean, let's I know. See, Mackie, he is basically the guy. His role.
Yeah.
And it's his role right now in the Adventure Cross is to document the trip. Yeah. So siya yung photographer mo.
Photographer ko. Actually,
siya yung ano, sweet escapes. Na personal sweet escapes.
Tsaka navigator. Magaling yun. Magaling.
So Mackie, it brings value to the table. That's why,
That's why you bring him along para may photographer ka.
No. Ano din?
Aminin mo na, yun talaga yun.
Photographer, tagabuhat.
Tagabuhat. Eh, maliit lang si Maki eh. Kaya ba niya yun? I can feel that this whole episode of yours is gonna be... Yes!
Zeke, roll film. Roll video.
OMG, Mac.
We have a special video from Consul Borja. Borja, di ba sa ano yun? Yung mga pope, yung mga bor... Di ba doon galing yung bourgeois?
Bougie.
Di ba?
Basta Borja,
bougie. Basta yung mga sobrang social.
Yeah. Map.
Up. Sandali.
Map. Sorry na.
Sorry
pero
na po,
Maki. Pero nasa bundok ka eh.
Akala namin wala kang internet, Maki. Eh. sandali. Wait for it. It's worth it. Uy, King, pwede mo ipalabas to sa TV5.
Yeah.
Yun, no? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. This is so good. All right, thank you so much. Thank you, Consul General Borja. Okay, so what is it about riding and what is it about traveling and riding abroad that you guys enjoy? What makes you arrange it and you have those travel incentives and with Sun Life and then ikaw, because sana all Gino Rufino, the lovable. Okay, sige. If you guys are soup, if you guys really, really want to see that video again, just keep on commenting, and we'll that is our prize for tonight.
This is gonna be the Mackie episode.
Ito na, wala siya. Ito na yung intro ng tunay na rider.
Dapat yun talaga.
Oh. All right. So what is it about riding
Ladies
abroad?
First.
Ayan.
Riding. Siguro kasi ako, lagi akong back ride pa rin, pero I get to enjoy the view talaga. Parang travel in general, iba yung perspective mo na, okay, ano pala, laki ng mundo, hindi mo kailangan makipagsiksikan dito sa Manila. Tapos, at the same time, kula kasi kunyari kami, ang binibigay kasi sa amin ng Sun Life, nasa bus kami, parang kulang. Yeah. Hindi ko na-enjoy. Pagbaba mo, papakita, tas afternoon in 5 minutes, let's go. So parang, bitin, di man lang, di ko, parang hindi pa nagsisink in lahat.
Yeah.
So, may inalat naman sa aming mga free days, or kung walang free days, nag-extend talaga kami ni Maki, tas nagra-ride. Tas iba kapag ano, I guess, for all riders yun na iba eh. Iba kapag nag-ride ka compared kapag nakakotse ka.
No, I agree. I love to travel, but those group travel things, sometimes, I mean, they're great deals.
Yeah.
But para kang ano eh, parang trabaho. Diba? Okay, you guys have 5 minutes to use the restroom and grab a drink and then we're gonna off to the next stop.
Mm-mm.
It's like your cattle.
You're
being herded from one place to another. And then back on the bus, yun nga, di ba? Parang picture, and then konting explanation, and then that's it. Parang you don't get the total immersive experience when you're doing tours like that. But when you're on a bike, iba, di ba? You really feel the full on everything, all the senses, and when you're traveling, you feel it, and you really you don't just see it, you feel it, you experience it all,
and you have. Complete freedom almost on a motorcycle. Ako, the way I see riding a motorcycle is it adds definition. It adds resolution to your trip. Because let's say you have 8 stops on like maybe 4 stops even on like one on a tour when you're traveling. On a motorcycle, you can stop anywhere. Oh, that's a beautiful little coffee shop. It adds the number of volume dials you have, knobs, you know, settings you have, right? It adds resolution to your trip.
I agree. And it's for me, it's the best way to experience a place. You get on a bike and ride through it. It's you really get the best sense of whatever wherever you are on that. Because in a car, it's a little bit muted. On a bus, worse. Right, so it's talaga riding around the world. That's always been a dream of mine for a long time now.
Yeah, you just started riding 4 years ago.
No. Okay, so I started riding more than 4 years ago.
More na. It's been a minute.
But long time ago, when I was a kid, I would imagine doing that, and then I got into an accident when I was younger, and then that whole idea escaped my.
Wala okay, na. Okay, okay. Yeah.
So it's always something that I've wanted to do, but yeah, I still get to do it now somewhat, no? Which is kind of fun.
Going back to like the kind your trips are vacation, right? It's to explore when you go, and then luckily you can do it with Mackie, and you have a driver, and then you can take pictures and enjoy, you know. But you do it for work. It's kind of different.
No? It depends on your definition of work.
That's true.
I mean, I don't consider it work. I some of it is I go with friends, and it's not a job. But most of it, it's definitely not work for me. When I go and represent brands in different countries, and I experience the bikes and the roads there, it's not work. I mean, when you're testing Ducatis in the same hills that they test their bikes on, is that work?
Yeah.
It's not. It's totally not work. So I understand. I'm very fortunate and blessed to be able to do that. I am super grateful for it. And I just you know, wish that other people get to experience that as well.
So I remember the first time you got sent abroad.
Yeah. Which one was
it? It was
that?
For the desert sled?
Desert. Yeah, no, that actually
in Thailand, actually, in Phuket.
No, that was in Khao Lak, Thailand. Hindi pa nga ako ano na, hindi pa nga media. Oh, I was sports. I'm still sports media.
Yeah,
but back
yeah.
then I was just doing sports, and I was looking to buy a bike.
And then
they sent me to Thailand to experience the bike.
And your experience up to that point with a motorcycle
was a 150cc.
Was the what was that?
It was a Kiway 152.
Yeah, it was a pretty bike, but it was a 152.
Yeah, it was a 15 Kiway 152. And then from that I went to the desert sled na hindi ko abot.
And you were super stressed.
I was super stressed. We started with the Icon in the morning,
which is okay pa,
kaya pa yung Icon,
kaya pa yung Icon.
And then that, and after that was the desert sled after lunch, in Khao Lak. So the views and the experience of riding in that and with those experienced riders. So I kind of,
and you went off road,
yeah, with the sled. Mm-hmm. And it was a little scary in the beginning because again, yung experience ko talaga 152 around Makati. You know, go around Rockwell, go around BGC. Yun lang talaga yung experience ko eh. And of course, I did a course. I did the Honda riding course.
Well, hindi ka pa nag DRE noon.
Wala pa. Actually, hindi pa nga ako nag-DRE.
Ako rin.
Ano, sorry, nag-DRE ako sa Italy. Sorry.
Dax na ba? Wow. Hindi pa ako nag-DRE sa Philippines. Uy, speaking of the Scrambler, that is exactly the same bike that Buck and Mackie are using.
Right.
In the...
Stay safe, guys. Good luck.
FJ Moto...
Kaya
Endurance,
kaya mo yan. Sige.
Mountain Adventure Cross.
That's the whole title?
Yes.
My goodness.
I might have mixed like which is adventure, like the placing of the words. But that's the bike they're bringing. And I think and then sila Mark are on the Desert X. I think Totti is either
Desert X.
Then.
He was going to take the MTS and yeah. realized it was going to be too heavy, so he's going to go.
It was too much bike.
It's too much bike for that.
But what do you think about that bike for what they're doing?
The sled or the Desert X?
The Desert X. No, no, sorry. I think the Desert X
or the Icon
is gonna.
The Desert X should be fine.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Kaya kaya yun. Yeah. But with the Scrambler, because it's more, for me, huh? It's yeah. more kind of a lifestyle bike.
It is.
Right? That
kaya.
Could do off road.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Oh. Pero sa rider na yon, so si Maki sa kasi Buck naman yan, siguro kaya naman nila yan.
Uy, si Maki, yan ang sponsor mo ha.
Ayun, si Jerwin naka V4 daw.
Oh, yun.
V4.
Na, yung mga...
Sana hindi siya ma-DQ dyan.
Uy, Jerwin, Maki, sabihin mo sa mga teammate mo, walang first to arrive ha.
Wag magpa-DQ ha.
Uy, Coach Mel, happy 8th. Thanks for feeding us, and we had a great time at KRB. And then we'll be back. I finally got Grace. Coach Mel helped me convince Grace to take up real classes because they are now offering street riding in Coach Mel. Uy, sama ka kay Grace. I mean, you rode here, so you don't really need that much training.
Mm-mm.
But if you want to do some advanced courses, sabihin mo sa akin para may kasama si Grace.
Sige. Kasi, go ako dyan.
Sawa na siya sa Stinky Boys. Eh. All right. Okay, wait. Back to riding abroad.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the best places you guys have ridden in? Console?
Console. Ako pala yun. Ako best. Sa akin, yung pinaka-recent, Malta.
Wow.
Kasi,
pero bumagyo doon, di ba?
Yes.
Sabi ni Maki, like, ang lakas ng ulan.
Sobra.
It was during DGR. And yes, lahat ng mga local riders umatras. Yeah. Sila lang nag-ride.
Oo. Hardcore. Kasi, ano na kami noon? May suit na kaming dala. Kasi DGR nga. Tapos, perfect timing.
Tapos
may
photographer ka pa.
Oo. Oh, syempre. Tapos, we were supposed to rent dalawa pa noon. Pero, a day before, they announced they're canceling kasi ano daw, umuulan. So kami, ano ba, sayang naman, ganito. Ayan.
And also, syempre si Maki, ay, anong ulan dito sa Europe? Europe yan, di ba?
Oo, Europe.
O, anong ulan dito si, wala yan sa Pinas? Oh, these guys, they don't know how to ride in the rain. So Maki's like, let's ride, di ba?
Oo. So kahit umulan, pero nung umaga kasi, around 8:30, nandun na kami sa rental bikes. Hindi umuulan, maaraw. So, tinuloy namin. Yun pala, alam nila na ano, ang rain doon, come and go. Rains pretty hard for 5 minutes, tapos aaraw na naman, tapos uulan na naman ng 10 minutes ng sobra, ganun. Pero anyway, kaya siya best kasi unexpected yung itsura niya. Kasi ano siya eh, they have like, ano ba yun, yung UNESCO heritage?
Yeah.
That they all...
Yung mga Roman ano, diba? Parang ganun.
Parang ganun. And all buildings kailangan, may ano lang, may parang yellow, yun lang. Kung ano yung itsura, yellow limestone, parang ganun. Hindi ka pwedeng magbago. So, the whole city, parang isa lang yung tone. Paglabas namin, ganun. Parang buong bansa, ganun. Tapos, nag-coastal din kami. Iba din siya. Ang gusto ko kay Maki kasi, ano siya, siya yung navigator. So, siya na magbahala. Uupo na lang ako doon. Angkas na lang ako. Tapos, kunyari, may point
A. May personal tour guide.
Yes.
May local.
Yes. Local-localan.
We'll pretend that we don't know each other. And you're a Maltese local.
Tapos ano, kunyari from point A to point B. Pero in the middle of that, pag meron kaming nagustuhan, wala na, dito na muna tayo. Ganon. So, iba siya. Iba yung itsura niya. So, and in terms of other European countries, they were very, very friendly. Hindi yun yung parang expected ko na, alam mo na, yung, yun, ano sila.
Yeah, depende. Even though Europe is actually quite small, the people are very, very different. Like when you cross a border, just yung ugali ng tao is very different.
Yeah.
Even if you just go like 20 kilometers one direction. No.
Yeah.
Oh, Gino, for you.
What?
Oh, wait, I just need to, Toti Alberto is watching with Maki.
I want to see the portable toilet.
And then, sabi ni Dawni Toti, now you know how stupid your friends are. Gino.
I knew that a long time ago.
I assume they're talking about them who are doing the Toti's never done it. That blew my mind.
I can't believe Mark Sung convinced Toti to do this. I really can't believe it.
Gano ka grabe yung budol powers ni Mark Sung.
Thoughts, it's your turn to make him boodle. Make him buy the Desert X rally and the MTS rally. Make him buy both.
Wait a minute.
Mm.
Who boodled who?
They boodle each other.
If naboodle ni Mark si Toti to go on this crazy adventure.
Yeah. So Toti is
Toti gumante.
Gumante si Toti. Now Mark Soon is gonna buy 2 bikes from Ducati.
And then Maki, you gotta. I mean, your job as the documentarist of Team Ducati / 290 rider is to capture them using the toilet, the portable toilet.
Ako talaga gusto ko makita yung portable toilet. That's ano.
May dala rin si Mark eh, di ba?
Portable toilet. Or bidet. May bidet ba siya?
May bidet siya for sure. May tunay na rider bidet yan. Pero may toilet rin si Mark. And, okay. So Mark already bought the rally.
I didn't know that was public knowledge, but...
Well...
I guess it is now.
I guess we're gonna see Mark doing a video in a Ducati shirt and a helmet, also like the one.
Which one?
The console shared.
That console. All
right. What is out of all the trips you've done?
But they're very different, though, right? Like the Himalayas is so completely different from anything else there is. I can't put that in the same category because it's different. It's like you can sort of compare the different places in Thailand, like the beach towns or the town, the different parts of Thailand, whether it's northern Thailand in Chiang Mai,
yeah,
Khao Lak,
ridden there,
Pattaya. So they're all Pattaya and Khao Lak is similar. Chiang Mai is different.
Where were you recently?
Pattaya.
Pattaya.
Yeah.
And that looks like Laguna. If you guys haven't seen, and this is a great video, this bike, everybody's super hyped about because of the price point.
It's the price
and
point.
The pedigree.
Yeah.
Right? It's the right price.
I guess you watched the video because I said those two words. Yeah.
I watch all your videos.
Oh, sure like, you do.
I haven't seen the,
no, you don't.
The weird Peugeot one.
Which
the one with the like.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't
that
see
was
that.
In Spain.
But so I watched that video and Grace and I were watching it and we were like, hindi naman nag Thailand yun eh. That looks like a Laguna.
No, but that's what makes that ride great.
Nag-abroad ka pa.
No, kasi we simulated Philippines with the bike. Because the bikes are not all here yet. So that's
special request mo yun.
Yeah, so I said,
it has to be like the Philippines.
It has to look like the Philippines. And you know, with the mga the dirt on the road, the medyo lubak-lubak ng konti. Oh, the only difference is that you're riding on the left side of the road. That's the only difference.
And in your video, there are shots where you're veering to the right side. Like, parang
when there's no cars coming, sometimes I instinctively will go drift to the other and I realize, oh, wait, I have to go back to here.
Speaking of, in Malta, right side. Have you guys ever ridden in like where it's on the left side?
Left side siya.
Left side
kaya
siya.
Kaya mahirap din.
Yeah.
Any close calls?
Wala naman.
Ako, when I was in Japan, and if I'm not with a group, and you guys ride by yourself.
Yeah.
When like halimbawa nauna ako sa group, pare, I go to the right side. Buti, naka cardo kami. Because I can hear people screaming, left side, left side, left side. And I'm like, what do they mean? Like, then I go to the left side.
So, I mean, that's probably one of the main ones that you have to be conscious about if you're riding abroad. No? Because that's, you know, if you're riding with a group, medyo madali because you're just following. But if you're on your own, you have to be conscious about it. You're on the other side of the road.
How do you adjust your mind to ride on the left? And how is it different?
No, it needs repetition. Like, I remember yung first time namin, when we got to Leh in the Himalayas. Our first day,
left side ba sa Himalayas?
Left side. Well, I mean, in the Himalayas, there's no left or right.
Just, sometimes there's no road. Like,
bahala ka sa buhay mo. No, it's when you're still in the town, it's on the left side, but it's kind of chaotic, right? You're kind of just all over the place in India, and you just have to figure it out. So it's a little bit tricky. But you get used to it the more you do it. So we spent the first day riding around one of the towns in Leh just to acclimatize and to familiarize ourselves with the bikes and also to practice riding on the left.
Okay. When it's riding on the left and you're in twisties.
Yeah, Thailand. And so in Chiang Mai, that's unlimited twisties. In fact, I want to say, you know, that Chiang Mai ride, Totti was I was with them. And that's one of the best rides I've experienced. And even Totti, who's ridden around the world more than, definitely much more than me, he says it's one of his best experiences as well, riding in Chiang Mai. So that one was a little bit tricky because, especially if you fall back, or if you're with a pack, it's okay. But on the twisties, it still feels like, you know, you're normal twisties. It's just that you just have to be conscious. You're still on that side. And there are sometimes cars coming on the other side.
You've ridden in Bali, no?
Yes.
So, see, again, I think...
Pero scooter lang sa Bali.
A lot of our trips have been sponsored by Totti. So Totti, a long time ago when I was with Top Gear, no, they sent top bikes when there were things called magazines.
Yeah. Matagal na yan. What are magazines?
It's like an iPad.
No.
But it's super haptic. You don't slide. You can actually lift.
You mean that's a new thing, huh?
Yeah. It's tactile.
Wow.
Which is super cool.
So what does it feel like? Does it feel like glass?
They're able to synthesize this like kind of smooth texture.
Okay. Are you able to zoom in?
Yes.
On magazines?
And instead of doing that, you actually do this.
Oh, wow. That is incredible.
Awesome.
I think
it's
going to sell well. You should start one.
Yeah. I think people should get into the magazine business.
Yeah.
So no, when I was in, and I'm lucky that it was Bali. right? I was the launch of the first Hyperstrada.
Bali wala lang.
Oh my god. You gotta join Paolo Abrera and write that Tito jokes book. Because it's incredibly tourist friendly.
Yeah.
So I ended up being on the right side, and there was a truck coming. Mm. And it was my first time riding in a country where you had to ride on the left side. And I told the truck to...
Ikaw pa. Ikaw pa yung galit.
Para akong ano, kamote rider, pare.
Kamote ka naman talaga eh.
Big bike na may wangwang. Yung mga ganon. Yung pina...
Pucha, pare. You see me rolling the head.
With my bling-bling wangwang.
And naka short shorts ka na.
Hindi naman. Naka-gear ako.
Naka Crocs and short shorts. Ay, sorry.
Hindi. Naka full gear naman ako. And I'm on a Ducati, so hindi bagay.
Yeah.
Dapat naka full gear ka if you're on a Ducati. And then, pare, tumabi siya.
But okay, so you know, but in going back to in Chiang Mai area, the motorists, when they see you coming, they pull to the side. They let you through. I mean, that's the courtesy that they have is incredible. Like, they really pull over to the side. They slow down and let the pack through.
Yep. And I saw na, may mga, parang may mga hagad. Ana Chiang Mai, this is last trip.
Walang hagad. Yun, walang hagad. Kami-kami lang yun eh.
But, I would like to say, we've got Big Sugar D here. Si David and sila Trunks watching. They've got an awesome ride. Mm. And again, I don't know. And you have to tell me later what Mackie has to do to get his visa approved. What documents he has to show. But Mackie's going to Bohol. And if you've ridden in Bohol, ganon rin sila.
Oh, really?
They are
awesome. So dito lang sa Luzon.
Yung mga medyo. Poops. Yeah. In Bohol, if you're right. Like, I rode with Grace in Bohol. We did about 200 kilometers. And Grace isn't she's a new rider. And, you know, trucks would give her so much distance. They would overtake, not like aggressively. Yeah. They would take as far away as possible. So when Mackie goes to Bohol, that's going to be an awesome ride. And maybe you should join too.
Mm-hmm.
Teka lang. Alam mo ba? He's gonna.
Wait, alam mo ba?
Alam mo ba? Hindi.
Nagsabi na. Oh,
ano
yan? Good husband.
In process yung application niya.
Alam ko na, para mag-visa approve.
Okay.
Dalin niya ako sa Thailand. Kasi kakakwento lang ngayon ni Gino . Na ako.
Chiang Mai na yan.
No, but seriously, I think Bohol is an incredibly friendly, beautiful. I mean, there's so many places you can see. So, I mean, we're talking about travel abroad. No, but if you can't travel abroad, there are so many beautiful places to see in the Philippines.
A lot. Definitely a lot. One of my favorite rides, including riding abroad, one of my favorite rides is actually riding in Palawan. And it's because you get everything, right? You get the big highways if you want to break the law and go fast.
You shouldn't.
But I'm just
papagalitan kasi
if you want to,
ni Big Sugar D.
Oh, if you want to, you can do that. There are good twisties there also. The scenery is fantastic, and then on top of all of that, the destination is Palawan.
Mm-hmm. If
with
you
some
want
of the best beaches in the world
to catch some slow-mo, really beautiful beach shots with water glistening off of his abs. You gotta check out Gino's Palawan trip. I watch your videos, man. Talaga, may ano, slow-mo beach listening, kita nipples, and YouTube. Abs.
Sa YouTube ba?
Sa YouTube yan.
Oh, yan. YouTube
what should
down.
They look for, Gino?
I don't know. No, but it is. Because you usually, when you know, riders will always say it's not about the destination, it's the journey. To you know, that's really the whole thing, the whole theory behind it, right? It's a journey. But in Palawan, the destination is fantastic as well. It's not just about the journey.
Oh, sila Q815, sila Big Sugar D are inviting. Sama ka daw.
When is that?
We can't go. We're gonna be in El Nido.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, El Nido's Palawan.
So, yun. Sorry, David. I nauna sila, Gino, mag-invite eh.
Hindi naman ako nag-invite niyan, ha?
well,
event yun.
It's an event. Nauna yung mga event organizers mag-invite. I really wanted to go because Mackie told me about the Bohol Loop first, but then the event organizers already said, "All right, we're booking the tickets."
Okay.
So, yeah. Wala na.
Well, yeah, I think no. That event in Palawan's gonna be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna get some slow-mo shots also.
Yeah. of your abs.
Of you and me.
It needs to be you and Mark So.
Yeah, and Mark So.
Yeah, nag-cuddle kayong dalawa.
Yeah. All right. May tanong si Henorio. May effect influence sa riding style nyo ang mga travels?
In a way, yes. I think when you're exposed to different riders from different backgrounds, different theories, it kind of still influences you in some way or another. I think if I had just always ridden in the Philippines and not experienced it anywhere else, I think I'd probably be a little bit, I don't want to say kamote, but a little bit hot-tempered. My temper would be pretty, you know. Like, I for some reason, because I've learned to just accept na, wala, ganyan talaga.
Yeah, hindi ka naman na, I mean, hindi
There are times when I get road rage every so often.
Talaga?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I keep it in. But I've learned to kind of let that go a little bit through the years, you know, and just accept it. Voila, that's just the way it is, and you just have to, you know, take the good with the bad.
How about you guys?
Right, back rider lang ako eh, pero I don't know. Maybe Maki, ikaw sumagot.
Oh, Maki, ikaw daw sumagot.
Yeah. Type mo. Yeah.
But bago ba yung may impact ba?
So in another way, no, like in my last ride sa Pattaya last week. Paglabas namin ng hotel, the jump off point, ang bilis na ng marshals, sobrang bilis na. Well, he was on a Tiger na, I think it was a Tiger 900. Eh, kami naka 400cc lang kami. So, pero he was gunning it the whole time. And we were like, wow, I guess there's no speed limit here. So,
and I saw the video. There were people blocking the road. They're like police officers.
So, kaya nga, parang
blocking intersections
parang,
for you.
Parang HPG nga sila.
Parang kayong ano, VIP convoy.
It felt like, but when you go to these, when you go on these rides with manufacturers, be it Triumph, Ducati, Peugeot, CF Moto, so on and so forth. It's kind of like, because there's, you know, they have guides with you.
Hi guys, we are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop, 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 eavesdrop. Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
Marshals with you that will help you get through certain situations. Because a lot of those people, a lot of the people riding there are foreigners.
Yeah, yeah.
And syempre, they're not familiar with the area. They're not familiar with all the traffic rules. So they really have guides with you to guide the way.
And you can't be too kamote because it's no, the brand.
Yeah, you can't be kamote
yeah,
at all.
I mean, you need to follow the path. And
which goes back to the influence thing, right? Yeah. Because you're representing not just yourself, but you're also representing your country in a way. Because you're there, you're nakasama Philippines.
Yeah,
and then you're also representing the brand that sent you there.
Yep, yep. Nakakahiya so, naman.
Nakakahiya naman if maging Maki Aganon ka doon.
Si Maki, naiinis when somebody overtakes him. Ha? Si Maki, ay, tinahi. And then binalikan ko siya, tinahi ko yun. Mga ganon si Maki eh. Pero yun, si Maki, sabi niya, what influences him are yung mga fines. May ano na ba? Na-ticketan na ba kayo?
Wala naman. Wala pa naman. Okay, muntik okay. na. Kasi doon sa mga left, yung mga nasa left, or yung mga nakakalito sa ibang bansa na, yung mga signage na hindi mo nakikita dito. Like,
hindi ba universal yung mga street signs?
Hindi. Yung parang, ano ba to?
It is sa Japan, may ano, may right. parang Pokemon Crossing eh. Yeah, like parang weird animals and like there are actually a lot of, and in Japan, the signs, there are signs on the road. Like,
in Japanese or
like,
in
no, like the roads are different colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different textures on the roads. Yeah. So you're like, what the hell does this, why, if it's green, what does that mean? If it's red, what does that mean?
Actually, in the Thailand video I just did, may ganyan din eh. May paints a road, and what's amazing is that the paint's not slippery.
Yeah,
I was at first I was scared to lean the bike because it's painted, and then when I kept going, like, what is wrong with this? The paint is not
in Japan. Yeah. If it's like in some of the areas we went to, if it is like a decreasing radius curve,
naka color,
and that paint is more makapit than the normal road.
So is it like in Mario Kart, na yung boost?
If you're riding around like in Japan, the roads look like they're Mario from a Kart. Video game. may isa pang maganda yung tanong ni King Senko. Can we scroll down and show? Oh wait, sorry, nasa banyo si Zeke yata. Yung kay King. Okay, nandyan. King Senko. Hindi tapos ka na magpoop. You wash your hands, Zeke, no? Okay.
Go to the top. Let's see the top.
Ano yung bansa? Yan. Yan.
What?
Anong bansa ang napuntahan nyo na marami rin kamote?
Philippines. Ah, marami rin.
France?
Ah, talaga? Paris? Bakit? Ano yung experience nyo doon?
Ano eh? Mahilig sila mag-cut talaga. Kahit mapakotse or motor. Para lang sila nagmamadali. Kahit, di ba yung mga roads doon? Very, ano?
Narrow.
Very narrow, pero ang bibilis. Ah, tsaka sa Malta din. Kahit mga bus na ganun lang, ganun. Tapos yung walang alalay.
So doon tuwang-tuwa si Maki. Kasi nakakaganti siya.
feel at home.
At home.
Like, woohoo, I'm a local.
Yun.
But I don't think there's anything, for me, I don't think there's India talaga yung pinakamahira.
Oh, wild yun.
Yeah.
Oh,
di pa
India talaga. But for some reason it works over there. Like they manage to it, you know, parang normal sa kanila yun eh. But grabe talaga. It's here kasi if you see somebody, you still can kind of understand or predict what that person is going to do. Dun wala. You have no idea what he's going to do and what's going to outcome. So you really have to slow down. And then the trucks there, they don't care if they hit you or not.
Wow.
Because these trucks are military trucks.
Okay, okay.
So if you get hit by a military truck in the mountains, in the Himalayas, wala. Too bad. So you really have to be the one to adjust. Yeah. It's but the trade-off, you're in the Himalayas.
You're in the Himalayas.
And you see the views that you words cannot describe.
Yeah.
What it's like. It's one of the best rides, but iba. Italy has its own charm, Spain has its own charm, Turkey, Thailand, so on and so forth. It's all there's some similarities, but they all have their special secret sauce.
That's in Naj. I think so. Naj. I was supposed to go with Sila Mark. That's I think
you're
going in June or July.
With Sila Vince.
Yeah. But I got another trip that I have to go.
World traveler.
not Gino Rufino. We gotta pay for our own trips.
No, but hey, I pay for some of my trips.
1 out of 10. 1 out of 12. So Grace and I are gonna ride around in Europe.
But, where?
We're still planning it out.
Italy, Spain, Portugal.
I'm zoning out right now, but I think we'll be in Switzerland. We're going to be in Slovak. We'll be in a couple places.
Okay.
So, but I'm not gonna. The whole point isn't the ride. We're gonna be there, and then we're gonna rent a motorcycle, and we'll do the whole Mackie consul general thing. Yeah. Wait, may mga. Should we go to the Himalayas? Put it. Naj na ka Himalayas ka na ba?
Taka Himalayas ba?
Wait, may tanong sa taas, Zeke. How do you, si Big Sugar D, how do you differentiate the common riding style here in the PH compared to other Asian countries except Japan?
Well, it depends. I mean, I've only ridden in Asia, just Philippines and Thailand, really. So
but kayo?
Sa akin, hindi style. Siguro, ano, nagulat lang ako kasi, hindi style lang, hindi ako nakapag, ano pa. Pero yung sa highway, sa mga, ano ba to, highway or freeway nila, na parang, okay, 125, pwede na pala. Kasi nag-rent kami ng Vespa noon, pwede na kami sa highway. So parang,
sana all, no?
Di ba, sana all, parang napapaisip ako. Kasi dito, di ba, may ganun pa na parang, okay, you have to, graduate to a big bike para makalayo ka or something. So, doon ko na realize na parang, okay, bakit sa atin, okay, ano lang pala yan, dito lang pala sa atin.
The 400cc rule.
Yeah, the 400cc rule.
Though in Japan, they have a lot of cc rules for the different types of highways.
Mm-hmm.
So, we rented 250cc. We did like Hunter Cubs, Super Cubs.
Yeah, I think and I saw that.
Because when you go outside of Tokyo, you don't need big displacement bikes because the roads are kind of, 80% of Japan is mountainous.
Mm.
So it's nonstop twisties. It's beautiful scenery. And they're very strict when it comes to the speed limit on secondary roads. But to get out of Tokyo, it was like 4 hours and 100+ stoplights if you don't take the highway. It drove me mad. I know it was over 100 stoplights because Grace was counting the number of stoplights, right? So it depends on the countries. And, mas maraming kamote daw sa Thailand, sabi ni Maki.
Maybe.
Ikaw, Gino, what do you think about yung mga rules and regulations?
Where?
What were the most challenging countries when it comes to? Kasi ako, even driving in the US, yeah. I get super stressed because in the Philippines, the rules
are a suggestion.
There are clear, like big cardinal sins, right? Yeah. In the Philippines. And you just follow the cardinal sins, right? You stop at an intersection. It doesn't really matter if you stop a little bit over the line, maybe. And then if you're turning left and you're on the right lane and then somebody cuts in front of you coming from the out. Parang those are kind of like, oh well, diba? But in other countries, they're incredibly strict about what lane you're supposed to be on.
Some, not India.
I mean, did you guys have, where, are you ever stressed? Do you have to research about these rules and regulations?
You do kind of have to research a little bit. I remember the first time when I was going to go to Italy for the World Ducati Week. I knew we were going to go on a ride. And I searched as far as, and I searched and I asked questions about from people who I know have driven and ridden in those places. And they said it's pretty much similar to here, more or less. But of course, in Thailand was a little bit different. Also, Thailand's closer and more Philippine style riding and driving, I suppose. Except yun nga, you're on the other side of the road. That's really the only thing that's the biggest difference there. Aside from in Chiang Mai, I didn't experience it in Pattaya when the motorists would pull to the side. Only Chiang Mai for some reason. But in Pattaya, for me anyway, it felt like it was still here. Sabi mo nga, it looked like it was just in Laguna.
Laguna lang.
Laguna.
Yeah.
So, Coach Clyde, may shout out Coach Clyde. Join us for National Skills Riding Competition March 2, 2024 in their compound in Santo Tomas City, Batangas. Coach Clyde, I'm sorry I can't go, but if you guys, I mean, next time they have one of these things, I'm definitely going to join.
You're going to join?
Yeah. Whoa. Have you tried it? Have you tried?
Yes.
I've done
the course.
I'm going to join. I'm going to take the Helix. And I told Coach Clyde, I will be the last because I am going to hit every single cone. Para hindi sila na mahirapan. I will knock down the cones for them. But March 2 and 3 is also the Touratech travel event. 2024.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's going to be in LU. It's going to be in La Union. Yeah. It's ride and camp.
Yeah.
They just announced it yesterday. So Buck and I are going. Maki sama ka? Ay, visa, ma'am.
You're asking the wrong person. Don't ask Maki.
Pwede ba sumama si Maki sa March 2 and 3 for the Touratech travel event? It's ride and camp. Weekend po yun. Can Maki come out and play?
Ano, mag-usap kami pag-uwi.
Wait, hold on. Anong 6 a.m. jump off?
Tomorrow.
Wait, Naj, kasama ka ba dyan?
Si Naj naman palagi nandyan eh. Everywhere. Naj is everywhere. I think I have a theory. There's more than one Naj.
May twin siya. Para siyang Lupe. Lauve.
Parang I think there are, you know, that movie, the one, the Magicians?
Yeah. The Prestige?
The Prestige.
Yeah.
The Prestige. I think there's more. Maybe nga, I feel like, Naj, it's like, there's like four of them. There's four Najes around.
May mabait. Kasi I rode with Naj in Leyte and Ormoc. He was, I mean, I'm not a fast rider. Yeah. I'm super chill.
Yeah.
Right? And he was behind me the whole time.
That wasn't really him. That wasn't the Naj here in the zone.
And then natumba pa siya.
Oh, iba pa yun.
No, what's
nahulog niya yung bike. Oh. So I'm like, baka hindi ito si Naj.
Kaya nga, iba yun. That was a different Naj.
It was different from the Naj in Mindanao.
Yes.
So maybe there's a Naj in Luzon.
Visayas, Mindanao.
Visayas. And the one in Visayas is super bait.
I haven't met that one yet. yung nakilala ko lang, dito lang sa Luzon. Yung Naj. Okay.
Yeah. Going back to riding abroad, what are your tips for people? Like if it's their first time to ride in another country, what do you bring? What are your tips? What should they research?
Our
console?
Ako, ano ba? Better to bring your own gloves kung kaya. Kasi dati
full gear. Well, I mean, some of your rides naka big bike kayo.
Uh-oh.
A lot of them are like on Vespas and scooters.
Uh-oh.
What do you recommend? What's your preference?
Kung day at sa motorcycle.
Yeah.
Kung day lang naman, okay na yung Vespa. Pero kung overnight, 2 days, 3 days talaga, at least may top box para malagay mo yung gamit mo. Kasi pag wala, edi ako, Parang paminsan, ako yung backpack.
Ikaw yung top box.
Ako yung top box.
Okay.
Ayun. So, yun lang. Siguro sa akin, una ko naisip. Kasi dati, ano eh, we went there, tapos wala palang gear na mahihiram. Kasi mayroong ibang mga bike rentals na walang gear. Tapos, ano, or paminsan, pagpunta mo doon, syempre, ang ano, sticky, yung ano, gloves. So,
Bring your own.
Gino. No, well, because every time, most of my rides abroad are work, their jobs. So I always bring my own gear. But what I know...
Sponsored by? Sino yung mga tropa natin that, which one? That support my gear? Your gear?
Ah, so you can see it right here.
WWR?
Yeah, so you see the Fury Gun. Falco.
Helmet.
Shark, yeah. Segura.
Ang ganda ng bagong shark na I...
Which one?
The I2? I2 ba yan? The one with built-in LED lights?
Squall.
The Squall, yeah. I2I?
Yeah.
I2E, well, or something like that?
Squall... Yeah, I should know that. But anyway, it's called the Squall.
Yeah, the Squall.
Yeah, it's coming out soon. It's coming out here. The stocks are arriving very soon. And it's a good one. It feels it could be a daily helmet, right? It could be just your one helmet that you use. And it's
I just like it because they're freaking lights built
and
it, in.
And they blink when you slow down.
It's super Tron, man.
Yeah.
And it's got not just lights in the back. It's the also front. Got lights the white in front.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And when it's there's a sensor when you slow down the bike, the one in the back lights up.
Panalo.
And the price point, I don't want to say the price point, but it is very competitive. It's gonna be lower than most people think.
Okay, so what?
Okay, so going back to the tips. My bad.
Yeah, yeah. Shepard, we support our friends, man.
So I because every time I go to a new place that I'm gonna. Probably ride in. I will look up the rules and regulations. You know the rules, the laws of riding there.
Oh wow, you really take the time.
I do that, and then I'll even go to YouTube and watch like
riding in whatever Chiang Mai, yeah. Riding in Italy.
Just so that I know what to expect. But aside from that, I don't do much else because I like to be able to experience it myself. So I just want to have an idea.
Yeah.
And I want to know that I'm not going to be locked up abroad by breaking rules. So aside from that, I want to be able to experience the other things on my own. And so I just, you know, the basics, the fundamentals before going there.
Ako, one tip when I do, and it's a motorcycle ride, right? It's not like if, what Grace and I are going to do in Europe are more like what you and Mackie do. Like, we're going to rent scooters. We're going to, you know, go around the small towns. It's not hundreds of kilometers in a day. It's probably going to be like max 100 kilometers. Mm-hmm. And it's really eating in a coffee shop and stuff like that. But if it's going to be like a multi-day ride out of the country, one is pack light.
Mm.
Like... light as possible.
That's why you don't bring extra brief when you go to
places. I mean, you don't even need them, right?
Yeah. Bare ball it.
Bare is the way to go. And also, again, it depends on the type of riding. I love, and these guys aren't sponsored, and I bought this stuff, but I love the grit. Pants.
I'm wearing. Mm-hmm. I bought all the colors.
Yeah, same. I love the grit pants because they're great walking pants.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they are hiking pants, right?
Yeah,
that's what they originally were.
And then they've got padding if you need it. And I also hate walking around in motorcycle shoes. Like, they're not comfy, so...
So, allow me to show you these. Pa-pa!
Do
these look like motorcycle shoes to you?
No.
They are. It has the proper protection and everything, but they look like sneakers and kind of feel like sneakers also.
So, I usually bring, like the ACG Gore-Tex boots, right?
Yeah.
But maybe I should pick up something like that.
Yeah.
That has more, but so, it's less like... If I was going to travel to Sagada... I would be more, I would bring a lot more gear.
Yeah.
Like motorcycle specific gear.
Yeah.
But the stuff I look for are more kind of a mix of touring.
Yeah.
And something that you can walk around in.
Yeah. I want to ask you guys questions.
Mm.
Hi, Tex. Oh,
wait, let's say hi to
Hi, Tex.
Hello.
Boy, Mr. Ambush. Hi, Miss Techie. What's up? Yeah, and WWR.
Yeah. Oh. But what are your, what are both of your dream riding destinations? Like, it's...
Nagawa na nila yung dream riding destination ko eh. Yung nagawa na ni Maki at ni Chris eh.
Ano?
New Zealand. For me, that is the ultimate. Because you have everything. And nagawa rin sila nila, Raymond and Malu. Because you have everything in a compressed space. Mm. Like, you can... And there's nobody. And there's more...
There's
and
more
it's like,
sheep.
It's steak every night. It's steak and it's cheese and it's wine every night. I mean, that is like... And of course, I'm a geek, right? So, I mean, I fit in with the dwarves.
would you do the movie? Would you the movie tours?
Oh hell yeah!
When you're there in New Zealand,
hell yeah!
I did them. I did the Lord of the Rings tour.
Yeah,
you rode it in New Zealand also?
Huh? No, I was there. I was there on a cruise, and then we went to different towns. I was with my family. And I saw people riding. I kept on thinking, wow, this is going to be awesome to ride. This place is should be awesome to ride to, ride around in. But yeah, those tours are kind of funny. Some of them are worth it. Some of them aren't.
Uh-uh.
But as a movie buff, I think you should do it.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a New Zealand. So what's the next place you will approve Mackie's visa?
Ako, kung siya. Hindi ko alam eh. Pero ako, if willing din siya, tas ako natuto din mag big bike, Himalayas. Gusto ko gawin.
Wow!
Ooh. You know what? Don't even...
Ang swerte talaga ni Maki.
Oo nga eh.
Parang sana all.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I'm married. I love you, Grace. But hindi ikaw yung sponsor ko eh.
Yeah. So Himalayas is your dream destination kasi
wow.
nag New Zealand na.
And you're okay with like roughing it. You're okay with
hindi naman super roughing it yung Himalayas eh. I mean the hotel, there's hotels.
Yeah,
they're just not great, but there's hotels.
You're okay with that.
Yung paanong roughing yung
hindi naman kailangan like, mag-camp eh.
Hindi naman like the banyos aren't like
hindi naman ako high maintenance type
mas,
of person.
Mas high maintenance ba si Maki?
Yung totoo.
Feeling ko, actually, mas maarte si Maki.
Marami siyang sapatos sa bahay. Wala na. Ako, ang dami ko nang binawas dahil hindi na kasha yung sapatos niya. Tapos nagbabasa ako, nagdagdag na naman. Sa pants, mas marami siya. Sa shirt, yes.
No, and Maki, more than Chris. No, I mean, I don't know. We don't spend a lot of time together. But Maki, more whenever I'm with Mac and Chris, he looks in the mirror a lot more and he fixes his diba? And then he combs his beard and then he takes off his helmet, he combs his hair, he looks in the mirror. Mas kikay si Maki, no?
Mas
metrosexual.
Yeah.
Oo.
But Eva, what's your dream destination outside of New Zealand? Is New Zealand number one?
New Zealand is for sure number one. Himalayas. Yeah. I really, really want to go to the Himalayas. So let's approve mo na yung visa. we'll plan one. And only because nabudol ako ni Mark.
Yeah.
The third.
The King
and
Google.
Which might happen this year is Mongolia.
Mongolia
because
looks good
Buck
too.
Might be going there.
Yeah, Mongolia.
Right? We're going to exile Buck to Mongolia.
For a couple of months.
For a couple of months.
But you know, I'm really interested in Iceland. I think that would be amazing. But it kailangan summer, hindi pwede winter yung
die. I've been there, spring. Yeah. Pero hindi ako nag-ride.
Yeah. I've been there winter. It's so cold, but it's so beautiful. It's like a different planet.
Actually, not. I just watched a video recently of some guys on some hardcore, not hardcore, but like more on like 350 enduro motorcycles.
In Iceland?
In Iceland.
Yeah, I saw. I think I saw that one.
And then it was just a whole bunch of these beautiful scenery. It's, a lot of like, it's like all of these, a lot of tiny river crossings.
Yeah, yeah.
One guy broke his leg, so I don't know how I feel about that. But yeah, Iceland, it sounds. So, oh yeah, we've got our list.
Yeah.
We've got our list. But if you've never, and we're here on the... we're here at the 1 hour point.
Okay.
If you've never ridden abroad, what is your recommendation for like the first country, like affordability wise, access, easy to ride in wise, you know, it's more, there's not a big adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
What country would you guys recommend?
Siguro sa akin, maybe Bali.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi friendly yung motorists. So parang di sila mabigla. Tapos I think, di ba left side sila? So parang mabait na nga yung mga nasa kalsada. Tapos makakapag-practice ka pa. Ah, ito pala feeling ng left side. Yeah. Nasa left side ka. Ayun. Tapos nasa Asia ka. Di ba? So no visa needed.
Iba yung culture ng Bali eh. It's really like you feel like you're in another country. Not like when Gino went to Laguna last week. And also, the custom bike scene
Bali
the
Deus Temple there.
Like, it's
quite amazing.
The most ridiculous bikes that you could imagine there.
And they have so many different garages that, you know, it's a beautiful culture you see. And I do appreciate Bali for that. So that's a good choice. I think Bali would be a good choice. Bali or Indonesia, Thailand, those two countries, I think. Maybe not Bangkok, but outside of the big cities, siguro those would be different enough because, you know, left side of the road, scenery is a little bit different, but still quite familiar.
So for you, it would be?
Somewhere in Southeast Asia.
Southeast Asia.
Somewhere in Southeast Asia, for sure.
See, Mark shared with me the price for riding in Chiang Mai.
With the DART tours? Or?
Yeah. I don't know what... besides the Ducati...
The DART. That's what it's DART. Yeah.
And I was like, this is quite affordable.
Yeah.
So for me, it would probably be... Yeah. I mean, well, I rode in Chiang Mai, but I flew in there and it was for work. And then... Actually, I'm kind of like you and you. I get to travel. For work, I got to go to Bhutan and I helped an NGO there. But my thing is...
You wanted to slip that in a little
bit. I
helped an NGO there, yeah.
Oh, that's my life, man. I love helping people, right? Yeah. So when... and I always like, hey, maybe you guys know someone who rents a motorcycle. I'd love to spend a couple of days riding around your country. So it's kind of not paying for it. But it's also paying for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of sponsored. It's kind of like what you guys do.
Yeah.
So in Chiang Mai, it was the same thing. I think Chiang Mai is also a great place to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, the only thing is, if you're not a experienced rider in Chiang Mai, medyo maraming twisties talaga. Like, it's really nonstop. It's
beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's the riding there is so good. And on top of that, wherever you stop, kahit yung mga turo-turo places na little tindahan, ang sarap ng food. Parang you're like, what? How is it possible? How is it possible that every place you stop, the food is excellent?
I had an affogato in the middle of nowhere in Chiang Mai. Yeah. I was like, I want some coffee. There's a little coffee shop.
We should do it. Chiang Mai tour. We should do that.
Game.
So who wants to do that? So King Senko, Miss Teki, Maki, sino pa?
Uy, masaya yun. See, Big Sugar D, Q815 in the house.
Sino pa sasali? Nudge. Kasama pa si Nudge yan.
One of his clones.
One of them. One of the Nudges.
My other tip pala, going back, if you're going to ride abroad, you're going to be stressed because a lot of the cultural stuff and the traffic and everything is always going to be in the major cities.
Yeah.
Right? So just get out of the city right away. And once you're on your own and you've got the road to yourself, it's going to be beautiful and you don't really have to worry too much about the rules and regulations.
Yeah.
And I mean, you should still follow the rules, but you don't need to be too stressed. It's always in the densely populated areas where that
really counts, right? Where that really, really matters. But yeah, I mean, it's the best way to experience a new place.
Yep. But before you go outside of the Philippines, explore the Philippines first.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because you guys have gone everywhere in the Philippines already.
No naman.
I mean, oh, not so and, much. No, yeah, not si Maki. Sorry.
Si Maki, oh.
Yeah, Maki's visa has been approved. Maki has gone to more places, I think, around the Philippines than I have. Yeah. And if you guys want to go to the Visayas area, sila Trunks and Big Sugar D will take care of you. Sila Cesar Villanueva and the Tourism Promotion Board. So,
I'm actually trying to plan a ride in Bacolod.
Area. Because you have your hacienda there.
My family's from Bacolod, and I've yet to ride around Bacolod.
Sama ako, ha?
Yeah.
We'll do that. That's an easy ride. That is maybe 3-4 days.
Yeah. And I also, I've never ridden Mindanao. I actually want to do that. I don't know if you want to, the Siargao count, maybe not.
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, first time ko sa Zamboanga.
sumama ka sa Mindanao Freedom Ride with Maki. Tapos
pinahiram nila ako, ang babait nila doon. So shout out to the Lost Boys.
Yeah, and if you're in Zamboanga. Mindanao, Norman Ring, they'll hook you up. These guys are awesome. They're the ones who organized the Mindanao Freedom Ride. I would never do that ride. Because it's like 2 weeks of Iron Man.
At what kind of pace?
That pace.
Oh wow. Yeah.
500 to 600 kilometers sila per day.
It's not a Maki ride, it's not an Iba ride.
It's not ma-disqualify ba si Maki doon?
Walang DQ doon.
Wala.
Walang DQ, pare. Walang DQ doon. Oh yun, si Maki kasama sa Bohol Loop. Ayan, KTM, Kimco, and Kawasaki yung available sa Norman Ring. All right. And that is it for our show. Thank you. See you guys next week. Maki and Buck, hopefully, will be back from the mountain.
What if they get stuck in the mountain? What are you going to do? What if all of them can't come back?
Well, then this is the new show. It's going to be the Consul General Borgia, Gino Rufino, and me.
Wow.
I think actually this is one of the most matino shows we've had in a while.
Maybe.
Doesn't it feel like...
I don't know. I just jump in the comment section sometimes and just make one comment and leave. To tell you the truth, I've only watched maybe 5 minutes total of your shows.
Mr. Raffle.
Yeah. May raffle ba tayo ngayon?
Buti pa ako. I watch all your shows.
I don't think you do.
I do. Yeah. I watch the ones with the bikes that I'm interested in.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Speaking of, all right, sorry. Before we wrap up, you brought in a bike that she wants.
Oh, yeah.
What bike did you ride in?
I actually have the CLC of CF Moto right now.
OMG.
She was the one who revealed the bike. You were
in
the one, because that's like...
An imprint, man. Yeah.
Kasi na-late daw yung supposed to be magana dun. Mag-unveil. So kami ni ano nun, si sino ba to? Kalimutan ko. Sa dalawa kami.
Mrs. Darwin.
Ayun.
Mrs. Nismoto.
Sorry. epidural ko.
It's a nice bike. Huh? It's a bike that when you look at the front and the half of the bike, mukha siyang Triumph Bobber. And I just don't like the rear fender. But I mean, the half the bike.
No, I saw it walk. I saw the silhouette coming in. I was like, hey, ano yan? Is that a Harley? No.
It's like a baby.
Yeah,
It's a baby Triumph bobber. And it rides really well. You know, that 450 platform of CF Moto is pretty good.
And it looks bigger than a 450, though.
Yeah, well, all their 450s kind of look bigger than they really are. Actually, even the Triumph 400s look bigger than other 400 cc bikes. But the CLC is a good bike to learn on, I think, because it's smooth. The power delivery is very, it's good. It's easy. And saka syempre low seat siya kasi parang bobber style siya. But yeah, kaya. Try it later.
Ayan, si Angelica. Sorry na, Angelica. I forgot your name. Okay.
Maki, I think this is a good deal. Si Consul General got you a Multistrada you should get her the CF Moto. I think that's a great deal.
Fair.
And then medyo multiple entry na yung visa niya. All right.
Yeah.
And on that note, Mackie, everybody in the FJ Moto Adventure Cross, stay safe, enjoy the ride. There is no winner, Mackie, Toti especially. walang winner, ha? Walang winner. Huwag kayo ma-DQ.
Finish lang
and enjoy. And we'll see you next week. Zeke, take us out. We're gonna have a whole bunch of new partners coming soon on TNR.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. Oh. We're getting.
How long has this show been on?
3-4 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
I don't write fast, but I write steady. I'm in it for the. I can. I'm in it for the long haul. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Pod Network. Go Time, Bank, and Macbeth. Sana may new briefs kami. Sana mag-renew kayo. And that's it.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.